Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good this morning.
Very early. Very early. Rock and roll. Although you're not really a rock and roller, are you?
No, I've gotten used to getting up early. I feel like just taking a bunch of sugar-free Red Bulls is the best way to do it.
Yeah, not blaming you. We've had about four coffees as we're here till 10 o'clock, and then we're done for the weekend. Although, Danny, actually, knowing you were going to come on the show today, I've had to be very careful not to set her off, because anything to do with you will make her cry.
I'm sorry I made you cry.
You make me cry every time I hear that song.
So if I was just to randomly sing it for you right now, you would just cry?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's been a long day. Are you crying? No.
Look at her eyes. Look at that, Charlie.
Please don't cry, Danny. I swear I'm sorry that I made you cry. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That is beautiful. What a voice you've got.
Thank you. I'm drinking ginger tea right now, so it's making me sound better.
Well, maybe I'll start making ginger tea, and then I can make Danny cry. The last time we spoke to Sam Smith, and I hate to liken you to anybody, but Sam Smith, I think, is probably somebody I would liken you to, because you've come from nowhere, it started on YouTube, and it's just snowballed. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, Sam, I love the comparisons to Sam. Sam is a way better singer than me, but he's
not at the moment. He's not
nice guy. No, he is. That's the thing.
He's, well,
he's much taller, also.
But it did start on YouTube, didn't it?
I did. I think I was trying to be a comedian, though. He was just doing singing, and then one day I just decided to just do singing, and then people were like, okay, this is much better than all this comedy crap you were doing.
Yeah, I think you've chosen the right path.
Yes, I'm not a funny person.
Do you want to tell us a joke? No, don't do that, please.
Yeah, I'll make you cry another way.
Is it true that Ellen DeGeneres noticed you on YouTube?
Yeah, she's a very, very good friend of mine. She was one of the first people to ever put me on national television. Actually, yes, she was. First person.
And she signed you to her label. I didn't even know she had a label.
Yeah, not a lot of people. That was a very interesting thing. Not a lot of people knew that. But one of the best things about being on that label and being on her show is that she reaches so many millions of people every day, and that's how Mike Caron and Craig and everybody at the Atlantic team found me, by seeing me on that show.
And that's where you are now, your new home, your new big global home.
Yes, is Atlantic Records, and hopefully I can collaborate with some label mates like Ed Sheeran, who's brilliant. If he has time, I would love that.
Is Ed Sheeran someone who you would love to do your next duet with?
Yes, I have some other collaborations coming up soon. He's unfortunately not one of them, but in the future, if Ed, you are listening.
I'm sure he is. Mm-hmm. Jason Derulo is one of them, isn't he?
Yes, I produced on his album, I produced and wrote with him the song called Broke, which features Stevie Wonder and Keith Urban on banjo. And I wrote at a very last minute this song called Pull Up, which is just this fantastic club record. And Trey Song's Slow Motion, which is being played here, I believe. And just a lot of R&B stuff.
Now, we're playing both versions of the song at the moment. We're playing just you, but we're also playing with Wiz Khalifa as well. Which do you prefer?
I wrote it, so I mean, they both come from like a very real place. I like the beat of, because I also produced the Wiz Khalifa version. I'm in love with the beat. You know, the...
Nice.
But on the other one, I'm in love with, you know, the string section, and they had bagpipes in it before. If I'm speaking of the right version that you're playing,
I would have recognized bagpipes. There's no bagpipes.
There's no bagpipes. Are you playing the one that's just me and my piano?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So there's another version coming your way soon.
So hang on a minute. We might be playing three versions of the same song now. That's never happened before.
No, it's what you're hearing on the piano. That's the demo. That's the piano demo. But there's a version with nice drums and really, really sweet sounding instrumentation.
What made you write the song?
Fast and Furious approached me to write a song. I was, a big bucket of songwriters they asked to write for the movie, and I just happened to nail it. And in a very unusual time of 10 minutes, because
wow.
I think it came that quickly, because I was thinking of not only Paul, but my friend who passed away too. And I always wanted to tell him about everything I was doing when, you know, when I would eventually see him again, because I'm not going to live forever. That's a very overused lyric in pop music. You're not going to live forever. And I would be my text message to him. And when I was writing it, I was like, oh, well, maybe that's Vin Diesel's text message to Paul. I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Wow, so, you're going to set her off again, Charlie.
I'm sorry.
But hey, that's deep. And how quickly could you write it straight from the heart? That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. It went number one in the States again, and I'm so happy with everything it's
doing.
Well,
after your appearance on this show, it'll be number one again on Sunday, and you can knock Jason Derulo off.
Although somebody maybe
you don't want to knock off, but anyway, we'd love to see it back at number one.
Jason's such a cool guy. He's taught me how to be a better performer, too.
What, half naked?
I mean, he has the body for that. I think I would make people cry if even more of a different way if they saw me.
Well, Jason was here last summer actually in with his dancers and his vest, and then the vest came off. What a surprise! Those oily muscles. Anywho, any chance that you're going to perform soon? Are you going on a bit of a tour?
I would love to. I'm starting off with joining Meghan Trainor on a couple. A lot of tour dates, which I'm very excited about, and hopefully after that I'm going to come over here and play for all my fans out here. I've got to meet a couple, and I dig the vibe out here in this UK environment.
Well, we dig it too, bro. Is that what we say?
Don't we dig it too, Simon.
Yeah, we dig it too, bro. It's sick. Sick, really sick. Is that what you say, Danny?
It's sick, bro.
Is that Charlie? Yeah, sick, bro.
That's what we say.
Right.
We Americans.
That's right, you crazy yags.
Where's my pizza? Where's the Pizza Hut in the airport? I'm American.
And if you don't buy my song, I'm going to put a cap in your ass.
Yes, I'm going to throw my extra large coffee at you.
Hey, shall we play the song?
Yes,
Danny's
please.
Crying again, but with laughter this time. Stop blubbing, will you?
I would love it if you would play the song.
Yes, I'd love it too. We're playing it already, but hey, let's play it again. Can you introduce it, Charlie? Would you mind?
This is my song with Wiz Khalifa called See You Again on Sun FM.